I was very struck by the people I met who whose needs were not just getting adequate food and making sure that the water was still available to drink, because with the onset of winter and the very quickly declining temperatures, if the water is not flowing at a sufficient rate, then there is a real danger that the pipes can dry up, and it makes it very difficult for them to be maintained. So these were real threats, but the real issue was getting sufficient warmth, either by the supplies of coal, which is the main heating source, or the central heating systems, which are centrally piped around, and the use of gas is by central pipes as well. And all these, either through damage to infrastructure or because of the normal maintenance requirements of the onset of very severe winter in these parts, means that there is a real risk of increasing humanitarian needs arising, particularly given that the population demographically is unusually skewed towards more elderly, and particularly in the female population and the people with disabilities. And that's why we need all to pull together, because no one agency is in a position to deliver all the needs here, and we all need to collectively gather and coordinate and to make sure that we can get across the lines and deliver the convoys of aid that these citizens so desperately need.
During your visit, you met with both Ukrainian authorities and rebels and their leaders. Were both sides understanding, and are they aware of the need to deliver aid to people in eastern Ukraine?
I did indeed have meetings with both the very senior government officials and the prime minister of the government in Ukraine, and then I was able to travel to both Donetsk and Lugansk, where I was able to meet representatives of the de facto authorities there. So I was able to have very constructive discussions with the de facto authorities in Lugansk, where there was good level of agreement. And as we speak during this current interview, I'm very much hoping to hear news that a 30-truck convoy of the UN has managed to set off from the center in the area on the western side of the contact line at the Dnipropetrovsk, and to reach the people in need in Lugansk. And that would be about 500 million tons of primarily food and water kits and building and shelter repair materials, with certainly blankets as well, given the onset of winter. We didn't make as much progress in Donetsk, although we got a commitment that we should have further talks to try and establish that the same levels of access for convoys should apply to the people in Donetsk, and it would obviously require the de facto authorities there to make sure that their bureaucratic registration procedures did not put any barriers in place to prevent similarly convoys being able to set off, reach and distribute this much needed humanitarian aid to people in grave and vulnerable need.
My last question is about your visit to Russia. You met with Russian foreign ministers and other politicians. What did you discuss with them, and did you reach any agreements?
I met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs and with his ministerial colleagues in the Emergency Response and Crisis Management Department, and in the Ministry of Defense. Was first of all, as you would expect, with a world power, the United Nations has a very strong partnership with Russia, and wherever we have generous donor funding and in-kind relief, this is coordinated in a way which is giving optimum impact for humanitarian needs. And that's why we were able to recommit to a real sense of wanting to push the cooperation and coordination of our multi-effort on humanitarian delivery, and that was a very helpful set of discussions. We put a process in place to enhance the already important cooperation that we have. And looking further forward was to help intensify and broaden and deepen the partnership, and recognizing that humanitarian needs in the end has to trump everything and rise above all the conflicts and all the difficulties wherever there are political differences of view or where conflicts arise.